This is our top-tier highlights from the 2020 high school football season. Pella, once again, was a district champion. After a bumpy start, went unbeaten in district play.
Lost the ball. It's picked up by Pella. Touchdown, Little Dutch, for the second straight week. Levi Rosa, a big man. Touchdown.
Third and goal from the two.
Heisman at fullback.
And they will hand it off to Cody Heisman, who plunges his way in. Six for the Dutch, touchdown Pella. Cody Heisman, a highlight reel night. 2.5 sacks and a tutty. Fourth down and a long way, and it's a quick punt blocked and picked up by Pella. Cody Heisman.
Don't anybody block.
Races 20, 10, 5. Touchdown Pella. Another big man tutty, Cody Heisman. Second down and 5, Little Dutch up 28-0, play action fake. Mace zips it to a wide open roll at the 10, breaks the tackle, 5! Touchdown, Pella! Preston Rowe, a 31-yard grab!
The Little Dutch finished with a 6-3 record. Knoxville had its struggles this year, but was able to give its fans some highlights in 2020.
Grubel in the backfield, Cox going in motion, Nichols to throw, looking around, still looking, throwing towards the end zone. He's got Hudson wide open, touchdown!
Finally, the connection is made, third time's a charm, from 32 yards out, and the Panthers get a fourth down conversion. Not only that, bonus 6 points.
Well, you got Gavin Montalvo back there in the backfield along with Nichols. Gavin will get the call
right up the middle. Bulldozes his way, diving, touchdown!
Here is Montalvo. He will get in. Touchdown, Knoxville. Here is Cox trying to find running room, pushing towards the goal line. Yes, touchdown. Keegan Cox squirts in from 5 yards out. Montalvo with Nichols in the backfield. Montalvo getting up, going to be to Nichols, to Cox, and he will go in. Touchdown, Knoxville. Pitch out to Keegan Cox, 3 yards out, and the Panthers are on the board.
The Panthers ended the season with a 1-7 record. Pella Christian was once again, as always, a threat to win every week, and after a slow start, got it rolling into the playoffs.
Two in the backfield for Isaac Kack. Steps up, short drop, pass, caught by Geedings, inside the 25, bounces off one tackle, step out for another, inside the 10, the 5, 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. What an incredible open field play by Drew Geedings. Firing down the seam again, and this time Sprock at the 25-20, far sideline 10, 5! Touchdown, Eagles! Bennett Sprock, 54 yards from Isaac Kack. Kakmarinski, 4 wide receivers, hands it off to Boonder, straight ahead run, and in! Touchdown, Eagles! Cody Boonder, a 1-yard score.
Pass, tip is intercepted! Intercepted, and Drew Geedings has no one around him! To the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5! 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian, a pick 6 by Drew Geedings!
The Eagles would finish up 6-3 in their 13th straight playoff appearance. Pleasantville seemed to be rolling at the start of the season, only to hit a roadblock later on.
Now it's still bouncing inside the red zone. Central Green red zone picked up and touchdown! Touchdown on the botched punt! The bad snap, a touchdown! Snap is low. It actually hits the ground, but he picks it up, and Kaylor Clark's going to throw it, and touchdown, Pleasantville. Caught by Colby Sandholt just in front of the goal line, just goes 1 yard. Make sure he secures that football, doesn't drop it, and that is another touchdown, the third touchdown in 4.5 minutes, 7:32 remaining in the first quarter. Out of motion is Cassidy, and now Bedwell's going to look to throw, and he's getting chased, running towards the far side. He's going to throw it deep downfield, and the pass is picked by Colby Sandholt, and he gets tackled immediately. An interception on the first drive of the game. Chase Bedwell throws a pass deep as he's trying to get flush out of the pocket. Should have thrown it away, throws it in play. Colby Sandholt, number 9, with the interception. He has been on an island all year, and he just showcased why. It's going to be a first down as Littler now. Going to opt to keep himself
fumble.
Ball's on the turf, and Trojans say they have it. Waiting for the official signal. They do! Pleasantville forcing their second turnover on the night. Third if you include the 4 down stop.
The Trojans finished the season 5-3. Indianola had a tough early season schedule and nearly took down a couple of 4A powerhouses before being a team nobody wanted to play.
Going in motion, Kolarik gets the ball, tries to find the edge out the right side. McGinnis on the block, gets around the touchdown. Edge, and Kolarik gets into the end zone. Kolarik with an 8.5-yard run puts the Indians up top 6-0. And from right to left, they get it out to him. It's a halfback pass. Murawski has his receiver wide open deep down the field. It's caught. Going for a touchdown. Mark Pepper goes 60 yards. Jackson Murawski goes for a touchdown. And the Indians blow this game open 20-12. Second and 3. Kolarik with the handoff rushes forward across the 5 and stumbles forward across into the end zone. Al Bundy. Your name is Cale Kolarik this game, and 4 touchdowns in the first half. This one goes for 9, and Kolarik gets his 4th touchdown of the game. Indianola 27, Sioux City West 6. Blocked, maybe tipped on the punt, and it's picked up by the Indians at the 30-yard line. Pepper caught it in the air at the 30 and ran it back to the 22. Mark Pepper, what a play, just snagged it out of the air. I don't know if that was tipped or not, Rick,
but C.J. Keel.
C.J. Keel came in,
got up high in the air.
The Indians finished 4-5. We welcome Norwalk into our family of stations on KNIA KLS, and the Warriors, after starting slowly, came up with some exciting action later in the season.
Squares his feet, fires it deep to the end zone. Carlson holds it in for the Norwalk touchdown.
There we go.
37 yards.
Clock starts running again, 24 seconds, trips to the far side. Juergens lobs it up to the end zone to Carlson. He holds it in double coverage. What a catch by Ethan Carlson, up and over his defender as the first half is running down.
Here's Juergens back to throw once again.
Fires it back to the end zone to Carlson. He holds it in. Touchdown, Warriors. Norwalk has taken the lead. It all comes down to this play right here.
Okay, here
Rank
we go.
And Carlson, the receivers, to the near side.
Let's look Eggers for Max running up the middle.
Juergens, shotgun, going for 2. Fake the handoff. Juergens back to throw. Fires it to the end zone. Hold it!
Hey.
2 points
hey.
Inversion! Norwalk takes the late lead with the 2.
The Warriors finished up 2-6. And of course, the last remaining team we still have is still playing. While PCM's story is not completely written, we have some highlights from the Mustangs this year.
Sears Stock, PCM, up a touchdown, and it is Burns once again, lowers the shoulders and spins into the end zone for a PCM touchdown. Sage Burns with a rumble forward from about 5 yards out.
Mustangs will start in the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone. Stock in the shotgun, Anderson the running back. And it is a quarterback keeper for Stock, runs it to the left, inside the 20, he's got some space to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Right next to that pylon, Augie Stock takes it all the way himself.
A QB naked bootleg, and it's picked off by Colby Toole with the ball on the ground. Colby Toole returning it, down inside the 10, to the 5, touchdown PCM! It was tipped, and Colby Toole just snagged it up out of there, and returns it all the way to the house.
Fourth down and 10, back to pass. Here's Peyton Hart, sets his feet, fires it to the end zone, incomplete! No flags on the play! Turnover on downs! And the Mustangs celebrate on the sideline! The Trojans dejected with 12 seconds to play!
PCM will take on Walk-On Saturday night at 7 on 95.3 KNIA and KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3. Those were our season-ending top-tier highlights on KNIA KRLS.